And when the Skagway Panthers are smiling, the other team is generally in a lot of trouble.
Skagway Panthers stun Yakutat basketball fans with close victories this week. And why the Upper Lynn Canal did not receive a test message that would warn us of a national disaster.
I would be amazed if they did it again here. But I do not believe that this will be tested again, at least not in the very near future.
It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more just ahead. Thousands of Alaskans stopped and chilled Tuesday morning for an emergency drill that didn't fully work. The new Emergency Action Notification Code is meant to allow the White House to tap into television and radio broadcasts nationwide during a real emergency. But a failure during its first ever test run, scheduled for 10 a.m. Tuesday only in Alaska, kept some parts of the state, including part of the Northern Lynn Canal, from receiving the trial message.
It appears that it went out on TV and radio. We are just now getting in results from various stations. There was a problem with KAKM, KSK, and APRN, which might be who your station monitors to get the test. We don't know what it is yet, and we probably won't know exactly what happened.
Darlene Simono is the executive director of the Alaska Broadcasters Association, and she says there was probably a failure in the chain that distributes the message. But she says the test did work in other parts of the state.
But the test was successfully broadcast from out of state into state. With the EAS system in all states, this is not just an Alaskan thing. It's a daisy chain system where one station alerts another. And if one station's NDEC, which is the machine that receives the message, is not timed correctly, is not working, has a default problem, it won't pass the test. So anywhere down the line, the message may stop. And if you didn't get it in Haines, that is more than likely what happened.
Simono says it will take a few more days for organizers to analyze all of the results, some of which are coming in from the general public through an online survey, and some from the stations themselves.
Probably 2 to 3 days to be able to get through all the results of this. And we do appreciate your station letting the Alaska Prepared site know what happened.
But residents are reporting problems with the survey. As of Tuesday morning, Skagway, Haines, and Klukwan were not even included on the pull-down list of place options, and neither was Sitka or Ketchikan. Simono suggests people in unlisted locations clarify their position in the comments section. Statewide respondents so far have reported observations which range greatly. Some heard a test message loud and clear on cable or local TV, public or commercial radio, ham radio, or streaming radio. But others report a short buzz, scratchy inaudible interruptions, and many others reported hearing nothing but regular programming. GCI Cable Company reported hearing nothing on 10 stations across the state, but Upper Lynn Canal Cable did report a message. Simono says the Alaska Emergency Management Team's job now will be to identify the problems that arose during the test and make necessary improvements. After all, that is what a test run is for. But she doesn't expect another test to be run anytime soon.
I would be amazed if they did it again here. But I do not believe that this will be tested again, at least not in the very near future.
The newest addition to the emergency alert system may still have some glitches, but that's standard for a new code, says Dennis Bookie of the State Emergency Communications Committee. The Amber Alert and the Tsunami Warning System, for example, are well in place now and tested regularly. But when the test code for the tsunami warning system was first broadcast after the 2005 Asian tsunami, similar malfunctions led designers to improve the system into what we have today. Again, Darlene Simono.
Most people don't know is we have an emergency communications committee. We work on constantly updating and fine-tuning the system, and this is like a bonus test for us here in Alaska. You know, we do a live tsunami test, which will be coming up in March. That we've been doing just in Alaska, our own system, since 2006. And then in September, we test of the Amber Alert. We do two tests like this every year. Let's keep our state system operating as best as possible. Thank you.
Police and Fire Department dispatchers are back in Haines after completing corrections officer training. And the police department is looking to hire another dispatcher part-time. Police Chief Gary Lowe explains the latest academy training.
They went to the Municipal Correction Officer Academy, and our dispatchers are cross-trained as corrections officers because we have the rural jail facility here.
The instruction prepared the dispatchers to handle prisoners, which meant some extreme training, like self-defense lessons and even getting pepper sprayed.
It just has to do with how to treat prisoners, you know, how they get checked in, how you search them, how you maintain custody of the prisoner in the cells. It has some physical elements in there of self-defense, and each of the two got pepper sprayed.
But the open part-time position does not require academy training, so the candidate does not have to be pepper sprayed to qualify for the job.
If they went into a full-time slot, eventually we'd like to have all of our dispatchers trained at the Correction Academy.
But the candidates should be prepared for on-the-job training and have an ability to keep calm in stressful situations, says the chief.
Well, I think just about anyone that has the ability to have a little bit of common sense and can stay calm during a crisis can apply for that job. And we're looking, you know, maybe after training, and the training would be on-the-job training here in Haines for maybe about 3 or 4 weeks. After that, it would be probably 2 shifts a week, 16 hours, maybe 20 hours a week of work, and then filling in when the others are on vacation or they're off to training. So we would plan regularly 16 hours a week and then filling in for vacations and whatnot. So it might average out 25 to 30 hours a week.
The department currently has 4 full-time dispatchers on staff. Jane Clark and Angie Goodwin are the 2 dispatchers just back from training, and Holly Martin and Tamsin Cassidy are headed for a computer database training in Juneau later this month.
Jane is our senior dispatcher right now. Been here 3 years. And then Angie is our newest dispatcher. So she's just been here 6 months.
In addition to the part-time dispatcher position, the department is still seeking another patrolman following the recent resignation of the newest officer. Applications for the part-time dispatcher position are online at the borough website or at the Haynesboro Administration Building.
Panthers are smiling, the other team is generally in a lot of trouble.
Skagway Panthers girls stunned a forceful away crowd in Yakutat Tuesday night with a close win in their final game of the early season tournament. Although the Eagles held the lead during the game, the Skagway girls kept a tight score through the second half. Boys coach Chris Wassman called the game.
55 seconds, Yakutat driving in. Jesse Ellis gets her hand on the ball and ties it up. It's going to be Panther ball with 53 seconds left on the clock, 42-39. Kaylee O'Daniel bringing the ball up the right-hand side of the court. She passes to Jesse. Jesse to Kaylin Cernick. Kaylee's going to take the three. Splash! We've got a shot. We've got 42-42 with 37 seconds left. Yakutat trying to get the ball across half court with a man-to-man, a tough man-to-man defense. Skagway Panthers with tenacious defense. 29 seconds left on in this game, and it is 42-42.
The Skagway team held the even score until they hit the buzzer in a tie.
And Skagway Panthers ball on the right-hand side of the court on the sidelines. They're going to run a play. And Jesse Ellis with the ball at the top of the key. She's going to hit the shot! She hits the shot! She does a turnaround jumper! The Skagway Panthers are going nuts. This game's going into overtime, baby. We've got 44-44. Jesse Ellis with so much confidence. She gets the ball at half court, dribbles around a little bit, and then knew what she was going to do. She drove it to a certain spot, spun around, and hit the jumper. What a great, great play.
In overtime, Skagway took its first lead of the game over Yakutat, but lost it with less than 2 minutes to go. Caitlin Cerdic brought the team back into the lead with 2 tenths free throws, awarding Skagway a 1-point win.
This game is over. The Skagway Panthers have done it. something that hasn't been done in a long time. They won this game with 48-47. Great job, Skagway Panthers.
The night before, the Panthers girls won by 13 points, and the boys lost by 4. On Tuesday night, Skagway boys also beat the Eagles 59-50 in their second game against Yakutat. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. You can listen to KHNS News anytime you want, online at khns.org. Just click on the Listen tab for stories from the last week, or go to Archives for earlier stories. ¶¶